Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Worlds Without Blueprints by Paper Trail Poetry. Letter blocks, green, blue, and red, are the only reading materials for a solitary teddy bear lodged between two toy tractors, collecting dust in the old toy chest. A myriad of memories sit dormant in this attic abode, awaiting a nostalgic itch to come searching. I know you remember those days where childlike wonder bloomed, as sun streamed through open windows, laughter filled the room, and imaginations worked overtime to construct worlds without blueprints. Let these relics of your past reveal a thread you never tugged on, to rekindle that quiet spark of joy. Fringford Brook by Violet Jacob. The willows stand by Fringford Brook, from Fringford up to Heath, sun on their cloudy silver heads, and shadow underneath. They ripple to the silent airs that stir the lazy day, now whitened by their passing hands, now turned again to gray. The slim marsh thistle's purple plume droops tasseled on the stem. The golden hawkweeds pierce like flame the grass that harbors them. Long drowning trees of the weeds trail where the sun is slow. The vapored mauves of water mint melt in the pools below. Serenely soft September sheds on earth her slumberous look. The heartbreak of an anguished world throbs not by Fringford Brook. All peace is here, beyond our range, yet neath the selfsame sky. The boys that knew these fields of home by Flemish willows lie. They waited in the sun-shot flow, they loitered in the shade, who trod the heavy road of death, jesting and unafraid. Peace, what of peace? This glimpse of peace lies at the heart of pain, for respite, ere the spirit's load we stoop to lift again. O load of grief, of faith, of wrath, of patient, quenchless will, till God shall ease us of your weight, we'll bear you higher still. O ghosts that walk by Fringford Brook, 'tis more than peace you give. For you, who knew so well to die, shall teach us how to live. The Eagle with Blue Feathers by Kimmery Moss. He falls asleep connected to me, his little lips on my chest. Hours later, he wakes again for more, but I am no longer able. Supplies are low, desires are low. Mother is like an eagle who has been flying too long. I must perch upon my own soul and rest. I sing you to sleep this time. You claw at me and I am wounded. I read somewhere that Om calms babies. It was the first sound of the universe anyhow. How we know something that seems unknowable is irrelevant at 4:34 a.m. I ohm something like 27 times before I lay you back down. My shoulder aches from my own doing. My stomach growls even though I filled it just hours before. My heart feels something akin to filling a bucket and simultaneously dumping it on frozen dirt. I will still be myself on the other side of this, though I will be different. The eagle with blue feathers still circling the skies, eyes on predators, eyes on the next meal, only he does not want me in the skies. He wants me beside him. He wants me in his mouth. He wants me forever. The comfort is enough to burst my seams. The love is what I dreamt of when I set about creation. I would do it all exactly the way I did if the Etch-a-Sketch had been erased. Had I the need to reckon and reassess, I'd retrace every last line with deft fingers. I'd stretch myself again for my own flesh. I'd feed every feed again, every time, no matter the blur of the hour. It's a wonder if we, mothers, ever feel whole again. Our DNA walking the earth outside ourselves, not needing milk any longer, needing their own sustenance now. The purpose-driven gathering of information, every experience sought for its own dopamine goldmine. Their own wings stretched wide, their own eyes keen for what they need. It won't be mother soon. How do I ever look back without longing? It is true. It is time. The baby eagle has been sleeping for minutes already, and I circle still. The skies are clear, but I circle still. To Take Death by Maggie Devers. Chin hairs on my grandma when she died. My mother sick with regret. We are all exposed in death, and she took it on. The chin hairs of my friend's grandmother when she died, a decade later and half a world away, and her mother's similar despair. Why didn't I warn her? How could I forget? I'm small, meek, pale, and weak. I'll break if you're not cautious. Watch your chosen words. I'm tender. I'm innocent as well as naive. I break like glass. I burn. I ash. I do not wish to hurt. You can plainly see. I derive on your sensitivity. Don't take me the wrong way, but only the right. Place me easily upon the mantle. That is your spirit. Let not your anger stir my passive heart. I'll snap, crack, crumble, and break, entangled in sorrow for days. So please be careful. I'm fragile in many ways. By Holly Freese. This poem was first published in The Dewdrop. O Cynthia, by Sin Grace Sylvie. Feminine variation, the mound-bending Delos Isle, where she was born with her brighter brother, a white pearl sewn upon a black dress quite becoming. Holy Roman epithet, frigid daughter of Leto, shouldering a slim bow, she rounds upon the sacred doe, an ancient beast, forever chasing. Grey sister, the sun of night held aloft for all to see, a mirror shield reflecting that frozen serpent ever doomed to consume itself. Murdered then born, virtuous cynicism, mispronunciation of a Greek hero whose blood became the plant. Precious namesake of my grandmother, grey-eyed and blind. We pass a glass between us, one sharp tooth to tear and rend. This gold yarn, we dye red. Wet cords pass mother to child, while she watches, pacing, quiet, unfazed. Round and Round by Maggie Devers. I can't remember what it was, musical chairs, and before that, let me grab it. I missed it because I really wanted to know about musical chairs. I realized it's an intuitive game. The winners tune in to the music master. They know the song will stop before it will stop. That slight inhalation. And they're ready to sit before the rest. She almost made it to the final, being in the last three. And I realized how much she's just like me. They played in the water, then drank pineapple juice in the sun. Knowing how to live so young. Ah, it was the bee, that she captured and might not have made it, or might have been very, very tired. That was the thing. I remember now the music has stopped, and my mind no longer goes round in circles. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.